Okay, picture this. A first responder rolls up to a scene, right? It's tense. Someone's really agitated, maybe shouting. The whole atmosphere is just thick with stress.
Yeah, those are tough calls, really, Pega.
Exactly. And in that moment, that first contact, that conversation, it's everything. It can either make things much worse or it could be the start of calming things down.
Absolutely. What's said, how it's said,
Yeah.
it's incredibly critical.
So the question is, how do you, in the middle of all that pressure, actually figure out what's going on beneath the surface? How do you know what to say to maybe guide things towards a better outcome? It's got to be more than just following a script,
Oh,
surely.
definitely not a script. No.
Yeah.
It needs a real understanding of why people act the way they do in those crisis moments.
A deeper understanding, yeah.
And that's exactly what we're getting into today. Welcome to the deep dive. We take these big, complex topics and try to pull out the really key stuff you need to know fast.
And today we're focusing on a framework specifically designed for those moments. It's called the STARS Matrix. We're going to explore, what it is, how it works, and crucially, how analyzing things like body-worn camera footage using this framework can give first responders, especially police, a much clearer picture.
That link between the framework and the actual footage,
Yeah.
that's powerful.
It really is. We'll look at the theory behind it, why it's becoming so vital for agencies, and importantly, how it helps address different levels of aggression without just tossing out existing crisis protocols.
Which is key. It complements, it doesn't replace. And the goal is always safer resolution.
Always. So yeah, to get our heads around this, we've been looking at the STARS training manuals, the practical guides, plus some really interesting research in psychology about communication, specifically something called relational frame theory.
RFT. Yeah, relational frame theory. You really can't understand STARS without understanding RFT. It's the foundation.
Right. And it's worth noting this STARS matrix, it was originated by Dr. Stephen Gonzalez, but the RFT science it builds on, that comes from the foundational work of Dr. Stephen Hayes.
That's right. Gonzalez applied Hayes's RFT principles in this really innovative way for law enforcement.
So if you're listening and you want to get a handle on how the system works, how it might offer a more effective, maybe more insightful way to handle crisis situations, well, you're in the right place.
Okay, so let's dive in. What is this STARS matrix? And maybe start with the theory bit first, this relational frame theory, RFT. What's that about?
Okay, yeah, let's start there. What's cool about STARS is, like you said, it's not just a random collection of tactics. It's built on this solid psychological theory, relational frame theory, RFT.
Right, and RFT is basically a modern take from behavioral psychology on how we humans learn to connect things, experiences, ideas, thoughts. Mostly through language.
Connect things through language.
Right.
Okay, so what are these relational frames then? Can you make that a bit more concrete?
Think of them as learned mental shortcuts, patterns for relating different things we encounter, sights, sounds, even our own thoughts. We use language to build these connections. RFT identifies, well, about five main types of these frames.
Five main types. Okay, what's the first one?
The first one is coordination. It's basically seeing things as the same or equivalent.
Like unhappy means the same as sad, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Or in a crisis context, someone might say they feel trapped, while another person might say there's no way out.
Ah, okay. Different words, same feeling.
Precisely. So for a first responder using STARS, recognizing that coordination frame means understanding the underlying emotion, even if the words aren't identical, it helps you connect with their actual experience.
Right, coordination, seeing sameness. Got it. What's number two?
Next up is comparison, thinking in terms of, more or less, better or worse, bigger or smaller.
Okay, so making judgments, basically.
Yeah. Someone in distress might say, "My problems are way worse than anyone else's problems." That's a comparative frame.
And how does recognizing that help?
Well, it tells the responder that this person might feel really isolated, really alone in their struggle. You don't dismiss it, obviously, but knowing it's a comparative frame might guide you later to gently help broaden their perspective.
Right.
Maybe see they aren't totally alone.
Okay, acknowledge the feeling, maybe gently challenge the comparison later. Make sense? Third frame.
Opposition. This is seeing things in really stark black and white terms, opposites.
Like the classic, you're either with me or you're against me.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
The STARS training points out how this kind of rigid thinking can just slam the door on cooperation. If you spot that oppositional language early, you can try to avoid saying things that accidentally reinforce that us versus them dynamic.
Right, avoid feeding into the opposition. Okay, so we have coordination, same, comparison, more or less, opposition, opposite. What are the last two?
Then there's hierarchical framing. This is about organizing things into levels or categories, like something being part of a bigger group or one thing being above or below another.
How would that show up in a real situation?
Well, imagine someone dealing with police and they feel totally powerless. They might say something like, "You guys have all the power here, I've got no say." That's a hierarchical frame focused on power difference.
I see.
Understanding that helps the officer be mindful of their own language, maybe their posture, to try and reduce that feeling of imbalance if possible and appropriate.
Right. Be aware of the perceived hierarchy. Okay, and the fifth one.
The last key one is deictic frames. These are all about perspective taking. Think I versus you, here versus there, and crucially, now versus then.
Ah, so it's about viewpoint. My view, your view, the present moment, the future.
Exactly. And these are so important for first responders. Being aware of deictic frames is fundamental to building rapport, using language that acknowledges the other person's perspective.
Like saying, from where you're standing, I can see how this must look.
Precisely. Phrases like that explicitly use a deictic frame,
oh.
I looking from your perspective, and can be incredibly validating. It shows you're trying to understand their here and now. That's huge for de-escalation.
Yeah, those examples really help illustrate how these frames aren't just abstract ideas. They show up in the words people use. So what's the core link between RFT and someone actually being in crisis?
Well, the central idea, really, is that when people are in crisis, they often become psychologically rigid. They get stuck. Stuck in these relational frames, particularly ones that aren't helpful, like maybe locked into an oppositional frame or a really negative comparative one.
And these stuck frames drive their behavior.
Absolutely. They heavily influence the person's thoughts, their feelings, and what they do next. So the STARS matrix gives first responders a structured way to listen for the language cues.
The words they use.
Yeah, the words and phrases that signal which frames might be dominant, which ones they might be stuck in.
Okay, so you're actively listening for these patterns. Now, you mentioned earlier connecting this to analyzing body-worn camera footage. How does that work? That sounds potentially game-changing for training and review.
It really is. When you take BWC footage and analyze it through the STARS framework, It stops being just a recording of what happened. It becomes this incredibly rich source of data about the relational dynamics going on, the psychological interaction.
So you're not just seeing the actions, you're seeing the patterns of language, the frames being used, how they shift.
Exactly. You can track how the conversation evolves. For example, reviewing footage, you might notice an individual repeatedly saying things like, "You cops are all the same," or "Nobody ever helps."
Which points to a coordination frame lumping everyone together.
Right. Or maybe an oppositional frame. And if you see that pattern across multiple incidents involving different officers,
then you know you've got a specific training need, how to respond effectively to those kinds of generalizations.
Precisely. The post-incident analysis using STARS can directly pinpoint where training needs to focus. It makes training much more targeted, much more evidence-based, based on actual interactions.
A continuous feedback loop. Learn from the footage, refine the training, improve the next interaction.
That's the goal. It drives real improvement.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Now, STARS is also about helping responders deal with different levels of aggression. How does the framework address that progression?
It uses something called progressive contextual analysis. Basically, it means constantly assessing how the verbal context is changing during the interaction.
Watching the language shift.
Yeah. When reviewing footage later, you can often spot quite subtle shifts in language that signal someone is getting more agitated or maybe starting to calm down. These shifts often map onto changes in the dominant relational frames.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Someone might start out relatively calm, maybe using comparative frames, this isn't fair, but then maybe the topic of going to the hospital comes up and suddenly their language shifts hard into oppositional frames. "No way, you're not taking me anywhere."
Ah, so the mention of the hospital triggered a shift in framing and likely their aggression level.
Exactly. Recognizing that shift in framing in real time helps the officer adapt, and analyzing it afterwards helps identify those triggers. What topics, what words tend to escalate things, that's invaluable information for future encounters.
Really understanding the dynamics of escalation, not just that it happened. Okay. Now, a key point mentioned was that STARS doesn't replace existing crisis protocols. How does it fit in?
Yeah, that's super important. STARS isn't meant to be thrown in as a whole new rule book that ditches everything else agencies already teach, like, you know, crisis intervention training, CIT, or de-escalation models.
Right.
Instead, think of it as providing a deeper psychological layer underneath those existing protocols. It gives responders a framework for understanding why certain techniques work or don't work based on the relational frames in play.
So it adds the why to the what and how of existing training.
Exactly. It makes the existing tools potentially more effective because the officer has a better understanding of the underlying dynamics. For instance, standard protocol might say, use active listening. RFT and STARS help the officers understand how to listen actively for relational frames and tailor their responses accordingly.
Okay, so it enhances, it doesn't replace, it provides a more sophisticated lens.
Precisely. It helps officers make more informed choices within their existing protocols, guided by this understanding of how language and thought are working in that specific crisis moment.
That seems like a much more integrated approach. So we've talked theory, BWC analysis. Let's bring it back to the agency level. How does adopting something like the STARS matrix, grounded in RFT, practically help a police department or any first responder agency? What are the strategic benefits?
Well, there are quite a few, actually. First off, the potential for improved officer safety and reducing use of force incidents is a big one. If officers can de-escalate more effectively because they understand the verbal dynamics better,
that leads to safer outcomes for everyone.
Right. Then there's community relations. Using techniques that show empathy and perspective taking, which STARS emphasizes through deictic frames, can build trust.
Mm-hmm.
It also offers a standardized, evidence-based framework that helps with consistency in training and evaluation in how incidents are reviewed using that BWC footage we talked about.
So better accountability and more targeted training.
Exactly. And overall, it promotes a shift towards a more proactive, psychologically informed approach across the entire agency, not just relying on reactive tactics. It's about understanding the human element more deeply.
That sounds like a pretty compelling case for agency leaders to consider. Is this actually being trained? Is it practical?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. STARS isn't just theory. It's been translated into practical training programs. Mm. You see things like 16-hour curricula designed specifically for officers.
And what does that training look like?
It's heavily scenario-based. Lots of role-playing, practicing applying the RFT principles and STARS techniques in simulated crisis situations. The training focuses on recognizing those verbal cues we discussed, gauging aggression levels based partly on the framing.
And then choosing the right approach.
Choosing the right RFT-informed techniques, yeah. Things like using specific language to establish coordination. We both want this situation resolved safely, or carefully chosen metaphors to shift perspective, or using those deictic frames to build rapport.
Does it get into really complex stuff?
It can. Some training includes quite complex simulations, even things relevant to hostage negotiation scenarios, applying the same core principles. Often, it also includes RFT-informed ways to document incidents afterwards, focusing not just on actions, but on the verbal dynamics and the effectiveness of the techniques used.
So it connects assessment, intervention, and analysis.
Exactly. It's about understanding the whole verbal process that keeps a crisis going, often linked to things like, well, psychological inflexibility or trying to avoid difficult feelings concepts straight out of RFT and related therapies like ACT.
It seems incredibly thorough. And just to recap the origins again.
Sure. The STARS matrix itself, the specific application for first responders, that's originated by Dr. Stephen Gonzalez.
Okay.
But the foundational science, relational frame theory, RFT, that was developed by Dr. Stephen Hayes, STARS is really a practical, field-tested application of those deeper RFT principles.
It's a great example of taking complex research and turning it into something genuinely useful on the front lines.
It really is, a testament to trying to bridge that gap between the lab and the street.
So wrapping this up, what's the main takeaway for our listeners today about the STARS matrix and RFT?
I think the core message is that the STARS matrix, because it's built on this solid foundation of relational frame theory, offers a really specific and powerful way to understand what's happening verbally and cognitively during a crisis. It's not just guesswork.
Right. It gives structure to understanding the communication piece.
Exactly. And when you combine that understanding with tools like body-worn camera analysis, you create this amazing potential for continuous learning, for refining skills, for making interventions safer and more effective.
It really shifts the focus to the nuances of language under pressure.
It does. And maybe final thought, especially for anyone listening, in a leadership role in a first responder agency.
Yeah.
What if really understanding these verbal and cognitive dynamics could fundamentally improve how your agency handles interventions, how you train your people, and ultimately how you ensure community safety? The key might just be hiding in plain sight, in the words people use when they're struggling the most.
That's a powerful question to reflect on. If this has sparked your interest, definitely look into relational frame theory and search for resources on the STARS matrix itself.
Yeah, there's more out there to explore.
And we will put some links in the description for this deep dive to help you get started.
Great.
Well, thank you so much for walking us through that. Really fascinating stuff.
My pleasure. It's important work.
It certainly is. And thank you, our listeners, for joining us on this deep dive into the STARS matrix. We hope it's given you some valuable insights into this innovative approach to crisis intervention.